From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio today as we continue and conclude what I believe to be one of the most significant studies we've ever done on this program since it's been on the air back in 1989. And that is the value of the Bible. The value of the Bible. We are living in a day and age, beloved, when so many Christians are falling into sin, when so many Christians are going their own way. We are living in a day and age, beloved, when so many unsaved people have no desire to understand Scripture. They have no desire to go to church. They have no knowledge of God. And why is that all the case? It's the case because the Word of God is not as prevalent in society today as it once was. I remember when I was a child growing up in Western Pennsylvania, and I'm nearly 70 years of age as I do this particular program, but I can remember that we used to read the Bible in the public schools. Do you remember those days? I do. And I'll tell you, since they took the Bible reading and prayer out of the public schools in the early 1960s, society has been going down the tube, spiritually speaking. Why? Because people are not taking heed to the Word of God. They're not listening to the Word of God. They don't know what the Bible says. And so many times today we talk about the conditions of the world. And we say, oh, I wish people would turn back to God. I wish that the things in the world would shape up. Well, so do I. But do you know something? The way to get people to turn back to God and the way to get the world to shape up, as it were, is to get out the teaching and the preaching and the communication and the living of the Word of God of biblical truth. And that's why this particular series this week, I believe, has been very significant. Our key passage has been 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And let me read it for you again one last time in this series, where it says, as Paul is speaking to Timothy under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, if you've been with us this week, you've heard me teach that the Bible is inspired of God, meaning that it is God-breathed. You've heard me teach that the Bible makes one wise unto salvation. You've heard me teach that the Bible is relevant for today. And you've heard me teach this week that the Bible equips for service. But today, I want to go to verse 14 of 2 Timothy 3. Notice what it says. It says that the Bible is not to be forgotten. The Bible is not to be forgotten. Do you see it? 2 Timothy 3:14, Paul says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Paul was saying to Timothy, don't forget the Word of God which was taught to you. You see, Timothy had the privilege of having a godly grandmother and a godly mother. His grandmother was Lois. His mother was Eunice. And they taught Timothy the things of God's Word. They taught Timothy biblical truth. And so Paul was saying to Timothy, don't forget what your mother and your grandmother have taught you. Now, I think that's very applicable to where we are today. We are living in a time when people are forgetting basic Bible doctrine. We are living in a time when there are those who have been taught the Word of God as a child. They went to Sunday school and church as a child, but they've put the Word of God out of their lives. Consequently, they put Sunday school and church out of their lives. The baby boomer generation, which I happen to be a part of, is a generation that really started to turn away from biblical truth. And thus the millennials and the generations that even come after the millennials don't have a grip of biblical truth like we as the baby boomers did. And that's, of course, a study for another time. But I want to teach and to talk to you directly today. I know we are on many radio stations, and I realize that there are many, many people listening to my voice at this very moment, but I want to talk to you, all right? First of all, do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? If not, I would encourage you right now to remember this. The Bible says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Have you trusted Christ as Savior? You, I'm talking about you. Pretend that you're the only person listening to this program. You. Have you trusted Christ? Have you called upon the name of the Lord? Have you asked Him to save you? If you haven't, won't you do it now? Won't you simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me? And if you really mean that, He will save you. And if you do that, contact us here, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But if you happen to be a Christian, now listen to me carefully. You've been saved for a long time. You have been brought up perhaps in Sunday school and in church. And yet, you've departed from Christian living. You've taken the Word of God out of your life. You don't go to Sunday school and church anymore. Maybe you don't even listen to Christian radio that often. You just happen to stumble across this program today, perhaps. Well, let me remind you what the Word of God says here in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 14. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. You were taught the Bible as a child, but you've walked away from it. Get back to it today. You're wondering why your life is filled with misery and pain and no blessing of the Lord. Now, certainly, some of the greatest Christians have lives filled with misery and pain. I understand that. But maybe you're saying, Pastor Gary, I don't have any peace. I don't have any satisfaction. I'm saved. I've been saved for a long time, but I just don't have the sense of the power and the presence of God. Well, could it be that you have walked away from the Scriptures? That you've walked away from the things which you have learned and once were assured of? I'm talking to you. I would encourage you right now to repent of the sin of walking away from the Word of God. And confess that sin to the Lord. and get back into the Word of God. And then don't avoid the Scripture. Don't change the Scripture. Don't forget the Scripture. Be in the Word of God and allow it to strengthen you and to give you wisdom and to give you understanding and to give you direction in life. Listen, you cannot live to please God and you cannot live under the blessing of God apart from the Word of God. This week has been dedicated to talking about the value of the Bible. I've emphasized several times that I believe it's the most important series that we've ever done since 1989 when this program began. Now, down through the years, I've given similar series of messages, and they've been very significant. But for the day and age and time in which we are living right now, this Friday, right now, the Word of God is very necessary. And it's important that if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, that you ought to pick up the Bible and begin to read it. Read through the Gospel of John. And if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, and maybe you've walked away from the Scripture, get back to it. Get into the Word of God. And allow the Word of God to dwell in you richly. And watch how you'll be blessed and strengthened and used of the Lord. Beloved, there is no more valuable book in the world than the Bible. I trust that it's a valuable book to you. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us today and this week. I encourage you to go to church on Sunday and then join us again Monday for another study in the Word of God on the Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why I say the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.